Before we get into the proceedings, we want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And of course, longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at NorthRimAdventure.com. Say what? NorthRimAdventure.com. So like I mentioned, people, we got a lot to get into. So with no further ado, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. You know the drill. Talking about practice, coming to you live from the studios right here in the heart of downtown Chico at FM 90.1 KZFR. I'm your co-host, Jerome Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And the one, the only, our resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
All right. So listen, if you're here for us to break down the NFL draft, that ain't happening. We'll do that next week. The draft's still a week and a half away. But with that said, we do have some NFL news to get to. And just an idiot. We got player haters ball. We got hoops. You know we got to talk Steph Curry on this show. He's doing some insane things. We got our foreign correspondent who will be joining us to talk hockey.
Puck yeah.
There we go. We got some bad dating advice on the way. Baseball's back. We'll get into that. Some F1 and some grinds my gears. But first, ladies and gentlemen, my man Derek Isamaki put in some overtime this week and had to drop an emergency foot-and-mouth pod. And the reason he had to drop an emergency foot-and-mouth pod is because there is a shakeup in the soccer world unlike any we've ever seen, I would say.
100%. Yeah, we've gotten to a point of almost no return in terms of the soccer, the footballing world, that yes. We know it as it is right now. We're at a precipice that might collapse the system that we know, and we might be into a whole new realm, a whole new dynasty, a whole new trophies to go after, a whole new league to conquer. That's where it looks like we're headed.
Well, with that tease,
let's get into it.
Foot and mouth, y'all.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, right, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Isamaki's Foot in Mouth.
Wow, that is right, y'all. Some serious, serious times right now in the footballing world. It's not all fun and games right now for me. I don't have the joy I usually do of when I get these moments in time where I can talk what football is to me. But it's, I'm sure there's some fans out there. You might have heard some talks. A Super League is coming.
It's crazy.
It's in the works. And it is a bombshell unlike anything I ever felt before. What is essentially happening right now, for those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, you know my love for the Champions League. I go crazy for it. Not just me, we all do.
All of us.
The whole world goes crazy for the Champions League. Is it perfect? No. It's not the best system in place. a lot of issues with the money that's involved with the UEFA Champions League and how it's distributed out. You get a lot of money for getting into the league, for making the actual tournament. You don't get a whole lot of money for winning it. And that's been a problem for these teams that have pretty much skyrocketed the price of football all across the world. Now, these teams are the Real Madrids, the Barcelonas, the Atletico Madrids, the Bayern Munich. I'm sorry, not the Bayern Munich. Apologize. Don't want to throw them into this mix
Chelsea,
right now.
Man
Chelsea,
City.
Man United, Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham. They have all agreed, along with Juventus, AC Milan, and Inter Milan, have all agreed to form this Super League that essentially paves way that they were, no matter what, maintain the money that they would have gotten if they were getting to the Champions League. They're going to guarantee themselves always having this possibility. It's essentially what it's going to do is take the place of replacing the Champions League for these teams so that they can maintain the pool of money that is received by the Champions League just for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they originally want to have 15 teams locked and loaded. Currently, they only have 12.
Yeah.
12 teams are locked and loaded. Those 12 I just mentioned. Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Chelsea, Man United, Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool. I forgot Liverpool. They're in there, too.
Yeah.
Throwing them all in the bus. Inter Milan, AC Milan, and Juventus. These are the teams. No one from the Bundesliga has agreed, and no one from Ligue 1 has agreed to this. Now, apparently, they've said they haven't offered it to them yet. That's beside the point. But this is such a shakeup in the world of football as... What it does is it secures these already huge teams. For anyone who is not a big footballing fan, you know those teams.
Yeah.
Those are names that are global. They're universally renowned teams.
Worth the most money.
Worth the most amount of money.
In the world.
And they decided to remove themselves from the Champions League because you have to qualify to get in the Champions League. You have to earn your way into that.
Yeah.
And if there's certain teams out there looking at you, Arsenal, you don't have a chance to get in there.
Or Tottenham.
Or Tottenham. Or even Liverpool at this moment. Liverpool's fighting to get in there. So to be able to avoid the catastrophe of them not making the Champions League, they decided to, you know, we're not going to even go to the Champions League anymore. We're making our own party. Which is actually, it's some of a boss move in certain ways. Like, you know, you're not fighting me at a party. I'm making my own party. Yeah. It's going to be way better. It's a super party. I made a super party right now, y'all. It's better than your party. It's better than your champion. Super party. So that's essentially what they're doing. And... what happens when you're doing, like, to the average fan, this might sound awesome. Oh, we're finally going to have a league. No matter what, we're going to get the best teams playing all the time. We're going to see Man City playing Man U. We're going to see Man United versus Real Madrid on a consistent basis. No matter what, we always get that. You're going to get that every single year. That sounds great in theory, but in practice, it's not ideal.
It's the complete opposite.
It's complete. You're ruining the magic that is the game of football.
Yeah.
You're ruining the magic that is the Champions League that gives teams like an Ajax. Like a Monaco that can have spectacular runs into the semifinals of a Champions League and make a huge splash.
To the finals, too.
They've made them, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, they only made the semifinals. Monaco only made semis. Ajax had that run in the semis where they lost to Tottenham in that fantastic fashion.
That's right. That was a semifinal.
But either way, you've seen these small teams that are able to make splashes. They're able to get out of the group stages. They're able to get into the knockout stages of the Champions League. And that nets these small teams a lot of money for them. Now, for the other big squads, it might not be enough because they want more.
Yeah.
Because they have such... their rosters are so deep.
Yeah,
their pockets need to be deeper to be able to keep these players around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so much has been coming out because of the formation of this league. I mean, you're seeing essentially rioting in the streets over in England in particular.
It's mayhem out there right now.
They had a Leeds
left and right.
They were over in Leeds United. Liverpool was facing Leeds United, one of those teams that is a part of that 12 that's supposed to be leaving. And you saw fans galore. You saw signs saying how they are ruining the game, how the created by the poor, stolen by the rich. And you saw shirts worn by the Leeds United players saying the Champions League, earn it. And then on the back of it said, football is for the fans.
Exactly.
So you're seeing active protests. Not even you aren't even hearing it from the players that are in the teams.
Not yet.
James Milner, a renowned midfielder for Liverpool, came out against this. You see Bruno Fernandes, the renowned midfielder for Man United, come out against this. You've heard countless stars are coming out. You've heard old pundits from Rio Ferdinand, Phil Neville, Manchester United legends that are ripping Man United a new one because of the decisions that they have made to get their pockets deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's obviously, I tried when I was looking into this to see why is the reasons behind this. And again, like I mentioned before, the way UEFA distributes their money, it's a little suspect. Sketchy. No, it's a little sketchy, no doubt.
Sketchy, to say the least, yeah.
And that's just football in general. It's always, the money is so deep.
Them and FIFA.
Same thing. So Florentino Perez is the one spearheading this. He's the president of Real Madrid. He's the one that's essentially spearheading this Super League because he is tired of essentially ending in deficits every year because he's not getting the money that he thinks he deserves from either making it to the Champions League or winning it, whatever it may be. So he's like, you know, we're going to keep our own money. Which, in theory, it sounds great for a business person. Like, you know what? Why would I cut out this middleman? I'm going to make our own league. Exactly. Essentially what they're trying to do. They're cut out the middleman. But that middleman has created a playing field for the teams like Leicester City, who have fantastic runs 5 years ago or whatever it was, 6 years ago, to win a league title and find them ways into the Champions League and then get past the group stages. See great runs like that. Mm-hmm. You see, like I said, those teams of Ajax, Monaco, that have small market teams be able to make it in. This Champions League means so much, not just to those teams, but to the teams in smaller leagues, from the Belgium League to the Portugal League to the Ukrainian League.
Yeah. Teams in Greece, everywhere,
all of them. This Champions League is a huge point of pride for them.
So cool, you know?
Such a cool situation. And this Super League was supposed to be a 20-team league with essentially they want to have 15 active members all the time that are locked and loaded into this league, no matter what. Who those other three teams will be, that's not determined yet.
Who knows? Yeah,
Bayern Munich. Everyone from the Bundesliga has so far said no to this league. They actually have a little pride. I give the German Giants a lot of shtick, but
it's still too early.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, this is still fresh.
Especially when there's that amount of money that's at play.
Yeah.
Pretty much what's guaranteed, any team that are in this league right now are guaranteed right off the bat $400 million.
It's unreal.
It's incredible, the money that is going
through.
It's
a huge cash infusion.
It's a huge cash infusion. So as much as you can see the ride and you can see the upheaval that is happening across the globe, it's going to be hard for this to not happen just because of the sheer money that is involved.
Yeah.
Now, take us back. How did this happen?
Again, it was just because the upper echelon teams want to secure their pocket no matter what. And they're not secured in their pocket by having the Champions League in play. Because, again, like I said, the Champions League is a middle organization that runs this competition. So they receive all the TV rights, which are huge. The TV rights are huge for this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the most viewed events across the globe.
There's no revenue sharing or profit sharing.
They get incentives for making.
It's small. It's a really, really small percentage to the teams.
Okay. So, like I said, for winning the competition, I think you only get like $18 million or something. So it's not a whole lot for even winning the entire thing. And this is, again, the game, that final game generates buku bucks. I mean, it's the most viewed game across the globe on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to essentially, like I said, all right, we want to make sure, because you're seeing what's going to happen in the transfer market, how the prices of these players are going to skyrocket. They need to make sure that they're making their cash. But the only problem is they've been hearing all these rumblings. The president of UEFA came out and said that he will ban anyone who's playing in that Super League from playing in the World Cup and playing in the Euro Cup.
Yep. And it's going to happen now.
It's going to which is set to happen. It's supposed to happen next year. 2022, 2023, I believe, is when the inaugural year is supposed to happen next year.
Yeah.
So next year is 2023.
So go ahead.
There's rumors saying that they want to pull all the teams that are in that Super League as we speak right now.
Yes, that is true.
Chelsea and Man City.
I mean,
who else?
Man City, Man U, Liverpool.
From the semifinals,
So essentially, the only team left would be PSG.
PSG.
The only team, all the other ones would be Man City, Chelsea, and
Friday. So I pray to God that that does not happen because I'm a Chelsea fan.
Are you actually praying to God about that?
100%.
Well, he doesn't care about your prayers, really, okay?
Just saying, I'm a Chelsea fan. We finally made it to the besides the fact.
Yeah, what they're doing, and it's. So I see their picture of what they're trying to create by this, but at the same point in time, you are ruining it is an imperfect system, but it's the best system you feel like you can have for the world around it.
Yeah.
And again, Jurgen Klopp, manager for Liverpool, has come out against this situation. We're at a serious precipice of how the game of football is going to be played, how it will be perceived, and not to mention you're seeing teams. You might see. I think legally it's going to hold up where they're going to keep the players out of the World Cup and the Euro Cup? I don't know how that's legally possible. It's going to be tough. They also want to talk about banning players from being transferred to those teams.
Yep, that too.
So any team that's in the Super League is going to be. They're not going to allow you to be transferred there. I mean, you're hearing.
Everything.
So many. I mean, rumors are flying galore. You have no idea really what is concrete out there. It is kind of tough to just kind of to mind your way through the muck. But
being of the soccer world, were there rumblings of this happening before this came? This news broke.
Or? There was some talk of it. I heard in 2019 of that leak kind of happening. It was kind of shot down very quick.
Yeah.
But this honestly kind of hit me as a backhand.
They've been working in the shadows.
Working in the shadows. Yeah.
How crazy it's been. The director for Juve is best friends with the president of UEFA. The president of UEFA is the godfather of the son from Juve's president. And he's one of the main guys with the guy from Real Madrid as well. So that just being said, he's being lied to, you know, family events and whatnot. Then all of a sudden he comes out of left field and gives them this. So, yeah, it's kind of out of left field, but obviously it hasn't been because they've been talking for quite some
time. Yeah, they've been working on it in the shadows for a while now. Yeah. But now it looks like it's happening.
It's insane.
And I mean, like I said, Florentino Perez, like I said, president for Real Madrid, is trying to paint this in a light of he's trying to save football. That's what they're trying to do by it. And again, to the average fan, it might seem, oh, this is awesome. Yeah, we have the guarantee these leagues, but
top teams playing against each other on a weekly basis.
Save football. Isn't football the most popular sport in the world?
If they create this league, do I still think they're going to have that monopoly? To a certain degree, yes, because you're going to maybe encapsulate more a younger fan base. Yeah, and they're going to want to see that. But at the same point in time, if they do come up with those sanctions against those teams, what teams are going to want to play there?
Yeah.
Especially if it means you can't play in a World Cup or a Euro Cup. Do I think that's going to happen where they can force it? I don't see how they could.
Yeah.
But that just being threatened, you just might don't know what's – the transfer market is completely thrown out the window right now. So everything, all the rumors we were thinking about it, it's gone because of this, because of you don't have no idea of how the teams are going to be able to play. What's the actual trophy you're going to be going for right now? It is crazy.
Would these teams then, like, what is their responsibility to their respective leagues? So, for example, Liverpool, Man City, right? They're part of the
They're technically
Premier
saying
League.
That none of their domestic leagues will be affected by this, but you can damn sure believe that domestic leagues are going to try to stop this and hinder this from happening and doing things to, I mean, they're talking about docking points on all these teams right now to try to relegate them,
away,
start taking,
wins
I mean,
away.
I can never agree with taking trophies away because it's counteract. But the fact that you can maybe relegate them this season, send them down to the championship next year, just have them face that.
This is only the beginning, too, which is the scary part.
And like I said, they've lost a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
They have.
Everyone has.
Again, that's the thing. Everyone's lost a lot of money this year. And it's what you're doing right now, you're just making this
greedy.
Such an easy picture for you to make sure your pockets are always going to be deep, no matter what.
And they're already deep.
Yeah.
Just because you lost 1 year, they still have tens, twenties of years that have been collecting cash money.
You're looking at some organizations.
Like billion-dollar franchises that are, we lost 1 year. We're in the red 1 year. Come on now, dude.
But again, we have a situation with Barcelona where their financial situation is not great.
Yeah, but those are probably the dumbest people in the front office that probably
And that's what I think a lot of people are trying to cover up for having those idiots in those front offices, leading them down paths and making them pay for players that are just big money and not actually creating stars out there,
just
creating
a
team. They're just a name. And they're facing the repercussions of that, so they want to cover up their miscues by creating this league that 100%. Guarantees that they don't have to qualify for it and that they keep the money themselves and they can distribute amongst, you know, like, we'll have the revenue sharing within that league.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in your champions, in your UEFA's Champions League.
That's wild.
I can see why they're trying to do it.
Yeah, well,
but I absolutely disgusted why. I'm disgusted by that.
Yes, and I'm disgusted as well.
Because
any real soccer fan should be.
And we have to realize, like, the owners of most of these teams, they don't care about the leagues that they came from. They're all oil barons coming from across, from Saudi Arabia and beyond. And you also have Americans too. Stan Kroenke, LeBron James,
John
the owner
Henry
of Liverpool.
With,
all these
Liverpool
Americans,
because
this honestly has such an American mindset behind it, calling it the Super League and stuff. So it just got this like mindset, like, hey, let's get them all together and create one league to rule them all. And that's what the Champions League was. But you had to earn your way into that. That was the beautiful thing about it.
Being the Champions League, dude.
I mean,
is the most American thing ever.
Oh.
Let's take what's popular and make it more popular.
More super.
Yeah, let's throw super. Let's throw super in front of it. People love superheroes.
Yeah.
Let's throw
they love
super
the Super Bowl. This will be the Super League.
You know, X-Men was good. Marvel movies were good. But when they all got together,
let's even make it better. Or right,
when they
make
formed,
it for
X-Men. When they formed the Avengers and it was a super team. Yeah, those movies sold pretty well. To apply the same idea to soccer.
It's just like, hey, let's get all of them together and to have a giant party.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And it, so this is going to be the next coming weeks of how this unfolds is going to be drama filled.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Looking forward to.
Oh yeah.
Looking forward to your foot and mouth coming.
Well, we just spent a long time on foot and mouth right there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was. Well, I think this is the. I know locally this probably doesn't resonate the same way, but I wanted to spend time here because I think this is something a lot of casual fans don't understand. And like you alluded to at the beginning, I think many casual fans would be like, oh, this is awesome, but not realizing what it's actually doing and how it's affecting all these leagues and different teams. And you're right, these small guys that make a run and get into Champions League, that's no longer going to be the case, essentially.
And it's not just like it's affecting every team from the top leagues to the lesser leagues. Yeah. All throughout the plane, because they're all are fighting to be able to get up into the league, to get up into those four spots that mean something.
That teams climb out of, you know, from the third, fourth, fifth, sixth division, especially in English soccer. And now what? I mean, yeah, it's going to be cool to make it to the Premiership League, the number one league, but at the same time, the best teams out of that league are going to be gone, supposedly. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah.
But even the Champions League, too, though.
That just meant, again, those spots were just the coveted spots, like to be able to get into the top four. Mm-hmm. You know, it had that resonation in there. And each one of those leagues now, from the Spanish League, English League, and the Italian League, Serie A, are all going to be facing just an earth-shattering moment right now of how it's constructed, how you're playing for, how you're going to go after
it.
Wild.
So would it be an apt comparison to say if the NCAA another league did away with the tourney and said, we're going to take UNC, we're going to take UCLA, we're going to take all the blue bloods, and we're going to form our own league, and we're only going to play in our own tournament.
Yes. The same concept. Then we'll invite five other teams to come play along that we think are worthy of coming along, that we want to give a little shout out.
Okay,
Jackson State, Davidson, all these smaller schools.
So it's like essentially saying that in the NFL, like, no matter what, the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs.
Every single
game. No matter their record in the regular season.
Big names. I hate that.
But then they throw in teams like Arsenal and Tottenham that are trash.
They're horrible.
They just are names, and they have the pocket so they can do this.
Yeah.
And they have a fan base, but they're just like the teams, I mean, they're still going to be beat up in, you know? Yeah.
They're going to be in the bottom of those 15 teams every year.
I don't know. Does Arsenal really want to be there? I mean, you're fighting in 10th place right now. Now you're going to be in 15th place?
With the best teams in the world? Dude.
But again, they never will get relegated from that league.
That's
they'll always be in it.
So they'll never cash out.
I mean, again, it's such an American thing right there. God, lose scary. You can lose if on purpose, and we'll reward you with the first pick in the draft. That's what we're doing right now. That's what we're bringing into the world.
They're going to have the money to spend to get better players.
All right. And just dig yourselves in the further holes. They've ruined what is great about football and the act of not rewarding losing.
Hopefully this doesn't go through, but it seems like it is, which is a sad part.
I mean, there's a reason why I'm not a billionaire, because I haven't made billionaire decisions.
Greed always wins, baby. Greed always wins.
Billionaires are billionaires because they make billion-dollar decisions. Like, all right, this makes me a billion. I'm doing it right now. Like, you can't deny that. You know?
If I've learned anything about being an American, it's that greed always wins. So
24/7.
And this seems pretty inevitable at this point.
There's a huge backlash. The backlash is massive. It's everyone. I haven't really heard anyone in favor of this.
Except for the owners of the
team. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And they're making their case
and support. They get to decide because it's their team.
It's their team. It's their money at the end of the day.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, I'm getting hot sweat.
Okay, yeah. Well,
tough sledding out there, y'all, man. It is.
It is.
And, I mean, that's the thing. It's such a great place, too. Like, the Champions League got the semifinals coming up, and just bam, this is what we're getting dropped on.
Yeah, poor timing.
Yeah.
And the World Cup, and then we got the Euros,
Euro Cup, this,
too.
Yeah.
Poor
I'm not going to see my man crush of KDB in the Euros. I'm scared. I don't want that to be the case. Right. We need that. That's what makes the game great, is when you see fantastic players making beautiful plays that just make your jaw drop. Like, the amount of times that Kevin De Bruyne makes me say, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my. Like, the amount of times it makes me say, oh. And I'm not going to see that anymore?
Yeah.
That's just, oh, my gosh. I don't know what to feel.
All right, 25 minutes on soccer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's go, y'all.
This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Got your man, Jarrell, Derek, and Rudy in the building. Hey, big shouts to our man, Larry, who called right before we went live. He was stoked for the show. We're stoked to bring it to you. And then we reward you with 25 minutes worth of soccer talk.
Yeah, we really brought it down. Like, I feel right. Like I got it off my chest now. Yeah. I'm ready to, like, let's have some fun.
Let's go, baby. All right. Let's go. Yeah.
Well, let's hate on something else that we could all relate to.
Sure. Yeah, please. I want something to hate on that's not, like, going to bring me down in the dump.
All right, let's do it.
The player haters ball.
Oh man, hey,
why you wanna play hate on me? Player haters ball, y'all. Derek and I started the show with the idea that everyone should drink their daily dose of haterade. And so I'm gonna bring it to you right now. Now, today's topic: California living. Recently, I was asked by a listener, what's it like living in California? And I started going, it has this and, the beaches and all this fun stuff. And then I thought about a better analogy. And I want to see if you guys back me up on this.
Let's hear it.
Living in California is like dating someone who's way out of your league. You're living check to check because you're taking them to dinners you really can't afford. And then she's... or he is a crazy person.
Has an underlying meth problem.
They have an underlying meth problem.
Yeah.
And they might just burn down your house.
Yeah. On a meth-fueled rage. Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm out in my raft, okay? Inflatable raft with a trolley motor. And a sheriff pulls up on me and says, is that thing registered? Registered? I got this with an electric motor. Specifically because you don't have to register it. And he goes, oh, no, that's changed. Not only do you have to register it, you have to have a boater's license or a boater's card.
Joking.
For a raft? And I was like, how do I register this thing? He was like, take it down to the DMV and they'll register it.
No
what?
No way.
Wow. So I need to take my raft to the DMV.
Inflate it while I'm in line.
And like, this is it, guys.
Plus bringing the motor with the bucket of water so it could turn
on. Do you have a water-resilient tag? That can stick on here because, and that, will it also shrink and expand because this is a raft?
That's insane.
Wow.
Beyond that.
I mean, just want your money, man.
Yeah, of course.
I purchased a new car. Shout out to my guys, Uncle Rob, Greg, and Scott over at Corny and Chevy. I appreciate it. But it was going through some of the paperwork, and I realized that my registration is $430 to register a car. I can't even shop that. I can't go around and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to call some other people, DMV.
No, that's a straight
I'm going to see if I can get a lower rate.
Yeah, there's no way.
And for what?
Just to drive,
what are we
drive
paying
it on the
for?
Roads with potholes. And
what are we paying for?
Run down pavement, brother.
Who needs to get a boating license to drive a raft?
How much is a boating license? Probably another $100.
It's at least $100. It's so, and you have to take a course on rafting.
Hey, you might learn something at the end of the
Who
day.
Who am I endangering? Top speed, going with the current, 12 miles per hour. Whose life am I putting in danger?
Man.
It is so dumb. It is so dumb.
That's too funny.
In the last few years, we have lost more Californians leaving out of state than we have gained. And that is...
for those reasons.
Finally. My goodness. Yeah. We need a deficit here. Get out, y'all. Do not come to California, those of you thinking about it. We got too many people here already.
Hey, I'm going to be following you guys because this is ridiculous.
100%.
I mean, our rent is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Our sales tax is ridiculous. Our property tax, which I'll never be able to afford a house here, but if I did, I'd complain about that too because it's ridiculous.
So did that cop write you a ticket for not having
No, he was actually being informative.
All right, that's cool.
And he, until the end, and he got a little cocky. He was like, well, you're lucky I'm not writing you up. It's like, okay, y'all changed the laws and on rafts. On rafts.
I don't even cops need to do that to me. Like, oh, I could write your ticket. Like, I'm flexing on my power you right now. Like, hey, I'm 8 inches over here, dog.
Cool,
I could have given you 10,
bro.
Though, all
right? Right.
Cool flex.
All right, my man.
Like, yeah, yes, you could, in fact, write me a ticket.
Yeah, 100%.
You could be a real jerk about it. You could be a real Dick Cheney today.
Yes.
If you want. So thank you so much, officer, for not being a real Dick Cheney. But yes, today's Player Haters Ball.
Trying to mend relationship here, y'all.
It's just unbelievable what we have to pay. I mean, rent alone is just ridiculous. Even in this little town, it's getting absurd.
It's getting out of control.
If you want to live anywhere near a metropolitan, you need to make six figures to live any type of comfort.
Dude, the more times I watch Homestead Rescue, the more times I keep thinking I could do it. But like 3 months into it, be like, yo, I haven't heard from Derek in a while. Like, yeah, he's dead. He got eaten, man. Like, that's what happened to me.
He's been dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like if I ever do that, just me like saying, you know, I just need to creep away for a minute and just never come back.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel you.
Right, yeah. Fair enough.
I love when people are like, wow, we have a real homeless problem. Because no one can afford to live here. I'm surprised we still all have roofs over our head.
What? Well, I have a job,
I
have so a you job. Know.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. Yeah. But
a lot of people can't have jobs. Some of them choose not to.
It's called laziness.
Well, those who choose not to, not a whole lot of support for you.
Yeah, that's
the ones that can't do it. I feel for you. Wish we could do something for you.
For sure.
Yeah, but also a lower rent, and also do away with raft registration. A raft? A freaking raft?
At that point, might as well just get a boat. It'll be the same.
That's what I'm saying. I'm selling my damn raft, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy kayaks.
Yeah,
okay? And then all of a sudden, I'm going to have to pay a kayak tax.
By this summer, you're going to have to...
It's unbelievable.
Can't we just accept like responsibility for ourselves? And like, if I die out here, then I die out here. I don't need to have a license out here.
We all take our own risk every single day.
That's our own decision. I mean, that's what I feel freedom means to me. I feel we lost that. Right now.
We literally engaged in a revolutionary war, and this country was founded on the idea of no taxation without representation. How am I being represented in my $430 for my car registration? Where's that money going?
Well, it's to fix the roads, sir.
Fix the roads that aren't being fixed.
I would totally be. I'm willing to pay my taxes. I totally am. But like when you do it for me, like do stuff for me.
I was only joking when I said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like help,
especially in this
damn
town. There's potholes everywhere.
Driving down 4th Street is a hazard for me every single time.
Every time.
Do we get pothole insurance in California? Is that covered by my $430? It certainly isn't. So something is amiss, is all I'm saying.
I wonder if you built your own raft out of like wood, like Castaway style, they'd still like, yo, you need to tag that up, man. You got to bring that down to the DMV and like assemble it like Survivor style in front of them. Like, this is how I put it together. I got some twine that I made myself, you know, and like, yeah.
Do you think Gavin Newsom was like, man, money's tight and I really want to go to French Laundry for dinner? Raft tax.
Yeah.
Raft tax.
Guaranteed he's cashing out on that.
Register.
I wonder if like if I'm sitting on like a flotation device, do I have to like get that registered?
No, just so it has to if it has a motor.
Psh, I'm the motor dog.
For now.
Okay.
That's
for
a good
now.
Point.
All right.
For now.
Yeah.
Soon.
Kayaks. The second you're going to buy a kayak is the second he's going to get pulled over again.
Dude, I feel like we go tubing down there.
Hey, bro, is that registered?
Yeah.
Dude, every time we try to go tubing down the river, I bet you they're going to be like, yeah, you got to have a little, got to have
too.
A tube tax.
Yeah.
Tube tax.
Yeah. Tubing tax. Get ready, y'all.
Unbelievable what we're going through.
Got to pay the piper.
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Well, I mean, that's something we can all agree on. Here you go, the government for charging us money.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure every American could stand on their own two feet and say, stop taking my money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable. Well, anyway, on a positive note, talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is brought to you by you, the people. Also, by our friends over at Pullin Cyclery. Longtime supporter of the show, Pullin Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918. At 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, they can be reached at 342-1055. That's 342-1055. Shouts to Pullin Cyclery. Shouts to you for rocking with us. No shouts for the government of California. Zero shouts to you. I take all my shouts and love for you back that I never had.
I don't think we've ever given shouts and love.
I've
to
never
the
been like, yo,
like,
shout yeah. out. Shout out the government.
G-News, baby. G-News.
Even though that unemployment money was looking right for a minute, but no.
Well, it's looking right for a lot of people still, because a lot of people are still taking that money.
That's true.
Because yeah. they don't want to go back to work.
And also, I feel you, but that's going to run up at some point.
Get a job, y'all. That's what I'm telling you. If you get a job.
Get a job.
Get a job. Jobs out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. yeah.
Don't go to everyone. Amazon, y'all, okay? They make you pee in buckets, okay?
Yeah.
actually.
Allegedly.
That actually might be cool. I'm just saying. Allegedly. There we go. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right, we don't need Amazon coming after us. Because <Yeah.
laughs> yeah, we all buy off yeah. of Amazon.
yeah, I know. I'm still a sucker
for Amazon.
Them,
yeah, like, Prime
I'm
all day.
Like, I need to get rid of them. I know I do, but, like, I can't.
Yeah, it's
there's just some like, things.
It's just like when you need that one thing, and you're just like, where can I go for this right there now?
And I don't need it immediately, but I know I need it, but I certainly don't want to go to the store for it.
Yeah.
Or shop around for it, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's really one of my least favorite things, I think, is shopping around for something I don't really know what I need. I just kind of, like, know I kind of need something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people always ask, can I help you with something? No, I'm looking around. I know what I want. You're not inside my head, okay? You don't know my mind, all right? I don't even know it. I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right. Let's get to everyone's favorite segment as Derek updates you on the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. This is a good one. This is just... Ooh, I see this guy's mugshot, and it's just fantastic. Michael Holden from Pennsylvania had himself a Tuesday night last week where he decided to break into a victim's house. Victim is unnamed in this situation, but 35-year-old female where she was home alone and she fell asleep on her couch. Well, he broke in to said home, stole $700 in cash and in various bank cards, and... the greatest souvenir of all, her sex toys. That valued at $160, which I'm like, damn, $160 in sex toys, girls? How much do you need?
Right?
Like, my goodness. I don't know what it's like to be... thank God guys just got the internet for free, you know? Like, I don't need anything for sex toys. My right hand comes attached to me when I come out the womb, okay?
Burn some candles, you know, set them in...
no. Yeah, permanent sex toy, a.k.a. your right hand. Or lefty. Don't want to discriminate against the lefties out there, you know?
Shout out to all the switch hitters.
Well, there too. Yeah, if you can go ambidextrous on us right there, special person right there. Special person. Well, Holden, like I said, had himself a night where, like, and he was caught as neighbors saw this man entering the woman's home. Now, it's not aware if he was purposely targeting this woman. But, like, that's a weird thing to kind of steal, too. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
That's a random object.
I mean, unless you get... maybe he gets off that way. It doesn't say if, like, maybe he has a fetish in something. He just wanted the sex toys. Like, he was going after the sex toys. Yeah. And this guy just...
maybe saw the box when it arrived. He's like, oh, I need that in my life.
Or maybe he didn't know the victim. And was like, I need that sex toy, girl. I need to know... what are you working with, okay? And, yeah, I know. That's my thoughts exactly. But for, you know, Michael Holden, that's probably, yep. You know? Gets a little excited. But hey, who am I to say how to live a life? The law is, though. So don't break and enter and steal people's sex toys. That's the nature of the story. Next time, ask. You know, maybe she'll give it up to you for free.
Yeah. Take it.
Don't have to even ask. Like, hey.
I've had...
but again, $160?
It's expensive.
How many, I wonder? I wonder how many toys get you $160.
Or one way to find out is to find out.
Well, you remember my story about Moby Dick, the giant dildo, the 3-foot dildo in Vegas? That was like a $600 thing. No, $1,500.
What?
A $1,500 dildo.
No.
Yeah, that was the Moby Dick.
Was that expensive?
Yeah.
I remember the story, the price of
it. I think it was an aggressive amount. Like, that's...
yeah.
Damn.
It's a lot of rubber in there, man, okay? Is it rubber? It's made with rubber.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what Moby Dick's penis is. Moby Dick's dildo is made out of. I don't know.
Moving on.
Next one. Okay, this is... of all the things to be facing a shortage of after that whole Suez Canal disaster, one of the things that the UK is missing the most of... garden gnomes. That's right. UK is facing a drastic shortage in garden gnomes as the popularity of gardening is skyrocketing over in UK. So not only do they drink tea during the morning, they also garden. Thank goodness we're not with them anymore. You know, am I right or am I right or am I right? You know, come on, man. Like, y'all want to garden with nuts? Okay. Nerds. So the Brits over there got nothing else to do with their time, so they're stuck at home because they have a little stricter regulations over there because they're not as free as us because we broke away from that tyranny.
Yep.
USA! USA! USA!
Suck on it, England. So they're maintaining that hopefully the garden gnome shortage will be sufficient, will be over with as the canal has apparently opened up. But again, garden gnomes, like that's
a weird thing.
To like,
that is something
I mean, Jerome over here, I know you're a gardener, Jerome.
I do.
But you eat your garden.
We're not hating on gardening. Yes. Gardening is, that's not what we're
doing. I'm not just getting shrubs. And, you know.
Because that's what I think of a brick garden is shrubs. A shrubbery.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little shrubbery with a little picket fence around it. Shrubbery. Right.
You're shrubbery.
Yeah, you grow stuff to eat.
Yeah. Squash that you made last summer?
Yeah.
They were huge. Yeah. And they were good.
That's what she said. Either way. The Brits and their gnomes. Just saying, they really like it. I feel like I honestly feel when I see a Brit, when I picture a Brit with a garden, it's got to be with a gnome. I feel like that's like an automatic connection. Yeah,
they can't guard him with
that. No, they don't do anything for you. You know, they just stand there and like, hey, yeah, take it all.
So
okay,
are they all depressed because they're not with
a gnome shortage.
There's got. I'm trying really hard to think of a good pun for this because I know there's a good one but no means nothing to me. That was not it. Damn it, that was not it. What did I try to do? I should have just stopped with the nothing. Man. Well, either way, gnomes.
Gnomes.
I think the gnome shortage, no pun intended, would have been the way to go.
No pun intended there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's gnomes.
Lost that one.
No, nah, it's not stuff.
Yeah. Gnome pundit. Yeah, no, man.
There's still something there. If you have a better one out there, please let us know.
Yeah, hit us up. Please. TBP, not a game on Instagram.
I need your best. Oh, here's my all right. Your best gnome in puns, okay? But here's my favorite story of the day. For those of you who listen to the segment on a regular basis, and you know, I love when nature attacks. Like I love when nature bites back. When people try to tame nature and it bites them in the ass. Favorite moments
it's
in
the
life,
best
right
thing
there.
Ever.
Favorite moment in life. This is a good one. So, over in South Africa, the Kruger National Park, there was a patrol that was going around. And they had, looks like they stumbled across traces of a bunch of poachers. Now, poachers, terrible thing. They deserve everything and anything that comes
their
way.
The worst, yeah.
But these poachers had themselves a moment when they tried to go after a herd of elephants. What happened? Those herd of elephants stampeded, crushing one of them and injuring the two others.
Good.
So they were able to capture one of the guys because one of them dead. Obviously, stampeded. Yeah. You get, you know, a 2-ton elephant coming at you. You're not winning that.
You're not,
you know,
like
it's
that,
like it's kind of scary. Like being seeing one of those in person, I'm sure it would just be frightening beyond belief. Like majestic,
especially in the wild.
Yeah. Bull elephants are not ones to mess with, y'all. Yeah. Okay, and any poacher that's going after them deserves this street justice right here. Okay, this Serengeti throwdown. Okay, and these elephants, they fought back. Good. So one of them obviously dead. Another one, two of them badly trampled. One of them missing an eye, got gouged out by a tusk. That's what I'm saying. That's
that
a good. That's
had it. Oh wow.
Like I kind of wish I kind of saw that. I wish there was some video footage of that right now. You know, I love when that sweet justice is rightly deserved for them. So don't poach, y'all.
No.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
If you're gonna poach your eggs. That's a great way to have an egg. Poached egg.
There we go.
Shouts to poached eggs.
I hate eggs.
You hate eggs?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Hate eggs.
How do you hate eggs?
I always have. Always will.
Aaron can't hear us right now, can she?
Aaron, can you hear us?
I can. And Rudy, my husband also hates eggs.
That's
right. It's really hard being married to him sometimes. But
Aaron, eggs are like sacrilegious to Aaron. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember.
Literally my favorite food.
Oh, really? And your husband hates them?
He hates them. He won't eat them. He thinks they smell disgusting.
They do. And they taste weird. I've never liked them.
How do you not love devouring the carcass of an unborn baby chicken?
I don't think that.
Scramble it up, mix it together with a little salsa and
I'd rather think of a nice baby cow veal, which I love. No. I'm going to stop.
I'm going to say I'd rather eat a. I feel like that's less than, you know, at least ours were never born. Like yours, like here's life for a split second, then we're just going to kill you away right now.
Have you had veal before?
Also, an egg is technically unfertilized, so it's just, you know, like it's missing half of what it needs to be a full chicken.
Science, Rudy. There you
but
go.
But minor details.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, Aaron. Well, I'm sorry we had to bring you in with such a disappointing topic with Rudy hating eggs. However, we do have some fun stuff to talk about. And this Jake Paul guy, huh? He could kind of...
Man!
He could kind of... He's the knockout king.
I think it was rigged.
I mean...
Really?
He hasn't fought a boxer yet.
I mean, why was Ben Askren so fat? That's what I want to know. Like,
that was dad bod.
I don't understand.
To the fullest.
He just came in like, listen, I'm gonna make 500K. Just knock me out, whatever. I'll be a meme. It's not the first time I've been a meme. You know, it's not the first time I've been knocked out quickly. And just, yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10, how high was Ben Askren when he went into that ring? Like, he looked like he was litty.
He did look really stoned.
Yeah.
Now, did you get a... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it was just... Yeah, the whole thing was very strange to me because Ben Askren, when he was fighting in the UFC, this guy talked so much trash. He was, like, the biggest trash talker. And, like, not much... He didn't do much coming into this fight. He clearly didn't prepare. And I guess he just was trying to collect the paycheck, which is disappointing.
Especially because I feel like a lot of people out there were rooting for him to put a beating on this kid.
Or his brother.
Yeah, Jake
right?
Paul.
All of America was on Ben Askren's side, even though I'm not a huge fan of him.
Yeah, no one likes Ben Askren. Now, did you get to watch the actual Chiller Fight Night event?
I didn't watch all of them. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, but you did get to catch some of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seemed like just a big party I want in on. Like, Snoop Dogg was rolling a blunt during the
straight live, dude.
While he was calling the fight. It just looked like a party. It looked fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not, you know, the rigid UFC where it's all very serious. And so that's how you kind of know. You're like, I don't know if Jake Paul is really the greatest boxer of all time yet. It is. It does look like a good time, and I would love to be there. Pete Davidson was there. He interviewed Jake Paul before the fight even started. It was very strange the whole night.
It was like a TikTok/YouTube massive party.
Kind of what he is, so, you know, that's his world, so that's what he created out of.
But
so.
I'm good just, like, let's diving face first into this, like, one-off, these events. And just, like, making them entertaining.
Do we know how much... Do we have any numbers for the pay-per-view yet? Like, how much were... how many were bought?
But don't.
No? Okay.
You know, I didn't look that up. Okay. Sorry, Derek.
I saw something, but then everyone was calling him out, saying it was fake, but I'll
like, too high of a number out there?
Well, let's get into... Update us on some hockey real quick, because we still have, like, 12 topics to get to. And I don't know how we're going to do that. So give us some hockey real quick.
Yeah, so really quick, trade deadline was last Monday, a week ago. It actually wasn't the crazy deadline that we were kind of expecting, but that's mostly because the big names, Taylor Hall, David Savard, went early. The Colorado Avalanche did pick up a goalie, Devan Dubnyk, and that's kind of one area where they've been lacking because our scorers in Nathan MacKinnon have been killing it. We're looking great. I think one disappointment at the trade deadline might have been the Caps. They didn't really do much, which was a little strange because everyone in their league did. The Islanders picked up someone. The Bruins picked up someone. So we'll see what's happening. We've got less than 3 weeks to go, and the Avalanche are looking incredible.
You just want to talk about your Avalanche.
I feel like that was merely an Avalanche.
Absolutely.
This was just to talk about that.
Anything to irritate Derek.
I see what you did there.
You know what?
Like, let's talk hockey, but actually let's just talk about the Avalanche. No, I like it. All right, Aaron, stay right there. We're going to do our TBP Hall of Fame.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
Alrighty, side note on those numbers. 65 million generated money, 1.5 million buys for pay-per-view. Jake Paul supposedly made 700K and Ben made 500K. So, side note on those numbers.
I'd get punched in the face for 500K.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Punch for
20. Stepman Rude. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Who won last week?
Kobe. I'm sorry, Sushi did.
Again?
Kobe,
yeah, no.
Sushi. Once again.
Baby, two
Rudy's on two
around.
For two right now. So, Sushi took down.
Yeah. Rudy won again.
It took down Slush Gatorade in the final, man.
Yeah.
Slush Gatorade, Slush Gatorade took down a hole in one, too, which. Yeah. Shuts our man,
really,
John
that
out there,
hurt right? My heart yeah. So badly.
It was yeah, but here's one. The thing. Not everyone's hit a hole in one. Everyone's been hungover and had slush gator.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
Yes. True. Cannot deny a slush gator.
All right, so who wants to start
I'll start it off right now. I got one for you. I haven't been performing well, so I got to get one in the mix. So this is going big, y'all. Get a dub with the boys on Warzone.
All right. Yeah,
dude.
I'm with that.
Getting that, man. That's always a great time.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. I'm going to pander to our audience locally. Floating the River.
Oh, you dirty ass. Oh, right there. Wow. You just.
Aaron.
That was a good one right there.
I'm going to go back to the food thing because clearly the sports one didn't work. So I'm going to go with Bottomless Mimosa Brunch.
Oh, that'll work here in this town, too.
Yeah, that's a good solid. One. That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And Rudy?
Mine is day drinking on a nice Saturday afternoon with the boys.
Some
and
day
girls.
Drinking. All right.
So a lot of drinking in this one right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the weather's right. Beautiful right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's day drinking weather right now. That's
it
for sure.
It sure is.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, before you know what? We'll have you back next week. We're gonna push this bad dating advice off for a week because we have so much to get to.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, thank you as always. Always great stuff. We will chat with you next week, and I will make sure we have you on for bad dating advice. Sound good?
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
All right. That was Aaron, always bringing the heat. Now, we have 7 minutes to get through about 12 topics. So let's do it rapid style. Alex Smith retires. Your thoughts, Rudy?
Great career. I think he's won 99 and 62 overall with one tie, which can't go wrong with that.
Lucky to have two legs.
And lucky to have two legs and the comeback player of the year last year. So.
Would have been cooler if he had one leg and did that next. That would have been cooler.
Yeah.
Next time, lose a leg, come back then, man. Okay? That's what I want.
No one has been replaced by more half-black dudes in their career than Alex Smith.
Yeah. I mean, Colin Kaepernick.
That's called fighting for equality, okay?
Yeah.
I lose my job for racism.
Great career, great guy.
Alden Smith gets into a fight at a coffee shop. Is he the biggest idiot that's ever played in the NFL?
2 days after he signs a contract with the Seahawks, dude. Come on, bro. Like, what are you doing? He choked the person out at a coffee shop
in Louisiana. What do you think his coffee order is? Do you think that's what he got in a fight about? Dude says, what are you getting? A caramel frappuccino? He's like, no, Don, I get an Americano. He's jucked up on espresso or something, you know?
He has missed 4 full seasons just from suspensions alone. In his career.
That's insane.
And he's a great player, man.
Usually I'd say lay off the weed, but get on the weed, my dude.
Relax. Stay
relax.
Home.
Relax.
Well, he got suspended for smoking a blunt on Instagram Live.
Well, I'm thinking, it's a basketball.
Well, that's another dumb reason.
Well,
what
NFL,
are you doing on Instagram Live, bro?
Yeah.
Smoking a blunt. Let's go.
No, I don't want to say.
So
he displays behavior. That of which someone who is a moron.
Yeah,
is
exactly. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a moron. I'm saying he displays the behavior that of which someone who is a moron would behave.
Yeah, so he's
now probably. If you want to relate, connect the two dots, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I'll connect them. He's a moron.
Allegedly.
So he'll most likely get released by the Seahawks.
And he allegedly has a caramel frappuccino as his coffee drink.
Yeah.
Or those pink drinks special with the unicorn, whatever.
Yeah. I don't even know what those are. Baseball's back, and it's fun. All right. Hey, baseball conversation done.
Padres have your Padres.
Giants are rolling. A's are rolling.
That series this weekend was great.
Yeah,
Dodgers-Padres was a great series.
16 more games of that.
I just heard today that Mookie Betts, his initials are MLB. Did you know that?
Really?
Why is that not a thing?
That's pretty cool.
I didn't realize that either. What's his middle name? Lucius? I hope Lucius Betts. That's a great name right there.
I don't know, but we got to look it up.
If it's not
now.
Lucius, it's better be Lucius now. Yeah. It better be.
That is, okay? That, like, is amazing.
Mookie. Is his real name, first name, really Mookie, though?
That could be a nickname as
yeah,
well.
I feel like Mookie sounds like a nickname. Yeah. But, you know, Mookie Lucius Betts, is like, that just goes out. That just rolls off the tongue right
awesome,
there, man. Yeah.
And oh, it's Lynn.
Oh.
That's my mom's name, so I can't go too hard on it.
L-Y-N-N?
And his real name is Marcus Lynn Betts. Okay. Way worse. Wow. We're calling him Mookie Lucius Betts moving forward.
Mook Lush. Mook Lush right there, man.
That is.
Great player. Could have had a better name.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But Mookie, I would go to Mookie, too, if my name was Marcus. That's Mookie's dope.
Yeah. You gotta be good at that, though. You can't just be a random person called Mookie. You gotta be, like, good at sports or, like, something else to, like, be called Mookie.
All right. Rudy, 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 Rudy.
One thing student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
All right.
Last week was last week. Can't win them all. I got Chelsea over Brighton at -165 and Bayern Munich over
Leverkusen.
Leverkusen.
Ooh, that's a big one, too.
-240
this week.
That's
a big
week.
One. Ooh,
okay. Let's go, baby. Let's make that money. Let's go.
Bayern's a fun team. You can't lose it, though, man.
Dogecoin, Safe Moon. Don't buy Bitcoin right now because they're crashing.
There you go. Some financial advice, too.
All right. 30 seconds and under. Let's update you on
Formula One, the sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Jerry Kusumaki.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Lewis Hamilton finally loses again. Verstappen comes in crazy over. Oh, my goodness. We had ourselves a bet.
But Hamilton came out of.
Hamilton, he got lucky. My goodness, was he
in the rain.
Gotta love when it's a slippery surface out there. You started off getting a little wet out there. Track dried out. Strategy really comes into play on what tire usage you're going to have out there. Red Bull had it down, though. Verstappen was off and from the gun, leading essentially from the punch. Got a great jump on the start. Got himself to the lead on a great move over Hamilton, who had pole position. Hamilton fighting back after valiantly. Give man the props. The man can drive.
Something else.
The man can drive. It is spectacular.
He is unreal to watch.
And the thing, too, is these cars, it is becoming way more competitive out there in Formula One. You're finally seeing teams. It's not just Mercedes. It's not just Red Bull.
It's everyone.
It is, McLaren is finding their way into the mix right now. You're seeing
Ferrari's
finally coming back to some power right now. Leclerc getting a big fourth place for them. And you're seeing some fun action between the drivers. A lot of pettiness between them. Looking at you, Valtteri Bottas. The Finn has got a grudge against my man, George Russell. Actually, Valtteri's my baby. Finn stick together. Yeah. George Russell, you dirty ho. Trying to crash into my Finn like that? Yeah. Watch out, my man.
That was not cool, man.
So
I like it.
There's going to be Formula One.
This is going to be a great season.
Great season. You never know
what's
going to happen. We only have 1 point lead for Lewis Hamilton and the driver standing over Max Verstappen. But Lando Norris coming in clutch with that big third place for McLaren.
Massive.
So we have a great season ahead of us. Great season.
Let's go.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. I wanted to talk and I wanted to spend some time here, but we won't because we don't have any time. Steph Curry is on fire. It is insane what he is doing right now.
60% in 4 games or something like that?
So since the All-Star break, he's been averaging 35 points per game. In the last 10 games, he is shooting 42% from three. That's an awesome percentage. How many shots is he taking, though? 12 attempts on average from three, in which he has shot or he has made 10 or more threes in a game 3 times during this stretch. Score, 42% from three, 51% from the field, rolling an ankle, no problem. The entire offense is geared around him, and no one can stop him. It is so much fun watching Steph Curry play. I wish they had a better team around him. Moving on. We did baseball. All right, grinds my gears, and we can finish out the show. I'll start while you pull a couple up. All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People who say needless to say and then say what was not needed to say.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Solid.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Emotional support dogs.
Wow.
If you're in that fragile of a state right now, just stay inside.
Yeah,
okay?
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home right there. No, you don't need that dog.
No, exactly.
You don't need it, okay? You really don't.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people post pictures of their iWatch, of their workout, who's that for?
God, it's like,
who is that for?
That's another good
one. You know what I've never done is gone and seen someone's iWatch photo and been like, I should work out today.
Yeah.
Who's that for?
That ain't no motivation.
It's like you posted a picture of yourself reading a book. Good for you. You read.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you go to the doctor's office and they have, like, framed athletes' jerseys and you don't know who that athlete is. Why are you bragging about this, my dude? This is no. Like this, like only about the ones that make it in the big time. That's what we care about. Other than that, that's just for own personal record book.
Okay, I love that.
That's a good one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When I say it's a nice day and someone has to remind me we're in a drought, I know.
That's every summer in California.
Yeah, it's called global warming or climate change. Well aware. Stop raining on my parade. Oh, we don't get rain anymore because we're in California. You got one more?
No, I'm good right now.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good time to end right
well,
now.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Make sure you go follow us, TBP, not a game. For our listeners that were calling in during the show, I would have loved